Now mark me, that ye may understand what ye are presently to see. Whilst the Romans still stood between the old Rome and the new, there arose among them a mighty soldier, Pompey the Great. And the way of the soldier is the way of death, but the way of the gods is the way of life. And so it comes that a god at the end of his way is wise, and a soldier at the end of his way is a fool. So Pompey held by the old Rome, in which only soldiers could become great, but the gods turned to the new Rome, in which any man with wit enough could become what he would. And Pompey's friend Julius Caesar was on the side of the gods, for he saw that Rome had passed beyond the control of the little old Romans. This Caesar was a great talker and a politician. He bought men with words and with gold, even as ye are bought. And when they would not be satisfied with words and gold, and demanded also the glories of war, Caesar in his middle age turned his hand to that trade. And they that were against him when he sought their welfare bowed down before him when he became a slayer and a conqueror. For such is the nature of you mortals. And as for Pompey, the gods grew tired of his triumphs, and his airs of being himself a god. For he talked of law and duty and other matters that concerned not a mere human.